Is it not a guiding lesson to those who inherit the earth after its former occupants, that if we please, we can punish them for their sins and seal their hearts so they would not hear? These towns whose stories we related to you can serve as examples. Certainly the Rasuls came to them with clear signs, but they persisted in their unbelief and would not believe what they had denied before. That is why Allah sealed their hearts. We did not find most of them true to their commitments. Rather, we found that most of them were transgressors. Then after them, we sent Musa, Moses, with our revelations to Pharaoh, and his chiefs. But they too treated our revelations unjustly. So see what was the end of those mischief makers. Musa said, O Pharaoh, I am a Rasul from the Rabb of the worlds. It is not befitting for me to say anything about Allah except the truth. I have come to you from your Rabb with clear signs of appointment. Therefore send the children of Israel with me. Pharaoh asked, If you have come with a sign, then produce it, if what you say is true. So Musa threw down his staff, and all of a sudden it became a real serpent. Then he drew out his hand from his pocket, and it became shining white to all the beholders.